The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Wellness check on everyone. Everybody's okay after the great Facebook and Instagram failure of yesterday. Everybody's doing okay?
Yeah, we're frustrated, but whatever.
Everybody's okay. Everybody's, there were no horrible things that happened because you couldn't log on to Facebook or Instagram or WhatsApp for a few hours yesterday. So we're good, all right? By the way, Mark Zuckerberg lost about $7 billion. So that's...
Well, isn't that like $2.50 to him?
I mean, when you can lose $7 billion and just be like, meh. I mean, yeah. You know you've got a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Do you realize that you jeopardized the entire company? Do you realize that your actions could have permanently destroyed everything I've been working on?
We have been working on.
Without money, the site can't function. Okay, let me tell you the difference between Facebook and everybody else. We don't crash ever. If the servers are down for even a day, our entire reputation is irreversibly destroyed.
Of course, that from the social network.
I don't think that he was taking that tone anymore.
But I feel like that's still how he talks. Like, I don't hear a lot of Mark Zuckerberg in the media, like, actually, like, talking. Like, I know that he's testified before Congress and all that stuff. But like, when I hear or I see a quote from Mark Zuckerberg, that's the voice I associate it with. Uh-huh. Everybody's okay. Facebook, Instagram back up, and WhatsApp back up. Mark Zuckerberg lost $7 billion. I think the one thing that I think was ironic was that it came literally a day after that whole 60-minute expose that kind of showed that Facebook is just kind of an awful company, and realizing that, you know what? Hey, if we actually change our algorithms and make everything safer for everyone, then people aren't going to use Facebook as much. So why would we do that?
Yeah. Like, so, if we just decide to all walk away, I think that would be amazing.
I know.
I could easily unplug and say, bye-bye. Yeah, that would be amazing if we could do that.
One of the funny things I saw was not only everybody jumping on Twitter and saying, hey, everyone, welcome to Twitter, but then everybody also saying, you know, if you enjoyed Facebook being down for so much, all you have to do is not open the app anymore. You know?
Yep.
I mean, that's all you got to do.
Absolutely. That would send a message.
Uh-huh. All right. So we got a lot of stuff to get to here today, including... tickets for Shawn Mendes, tickets for Dude Perfect. We've got free money with the Pumpkin King's cash coming up in about 1 hour from right now. Woo! A lot of stuff to get to, DJ X. All right, every morning, feel good stories. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
We go to the suburbs northwest of Chicago where Savannah, Piper, Dominic, and Damien, they were stopping to eat before heading to their high school homecoming dance. Mm-hmm. And according to a Facebook post by the police department there, they heard a crash and immediately sprung into action.
Really weird because none of us really, like, stand out, I guess. But this is just, like, making it to, like, where we kind of do, and it's, like, not normal for us.
Yeah, because, like, all the teachers and stuff come up to me, and they're like, thank you. Like, they just are very appreciative.
Wow.
So they ended up helping to remove multiple young kids from the car and carrying them to safety on the side of the road while police and paramedics, you know, arrived on location and tended to the crash scene and their mom.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, the four they were caring for the young kids on the side of the road until they could be, you know, returned to their mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so the police department wanted to show the kids gratitude for their actions, but they also wanted to make sure that they enjoyed their high school dance. So they got a police escort with marked squad cars, lights on, and dropped off at the entrance of the dance.
Oh, that's nice.
Like real VIPs.
Love it.
Really, really cool. So just a great story of just, you know, kids that normally a lot of kids would just be like, oh, wow, look at that. And then go about eating their dinner, and they jumped up and helped in a big way.
Good for them.
Yep. At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll tweet it out.
Coming up next, it's a Setting the Bar story, and I can relate to this a little bit because I own cats. Cats like to get in things, and particularly I have a cat who will, from time to time, run inside our ceiling.
Get inside the ceiling?
Yeah, get inside the ceiling because,
you know, that's impressive.
If she gets into one of the crawl spaces, you know, we live in like a little Cape Cod. And so, like, if she gets in one of a crawl space on one side of the house, she can oftentimes go to the crawl space on the other side of the house by way of just going through the ceiling. So,
okay.
So I understand that cats will get into places. So this set in the bar story is a cat in a wall and maybe how not to get your cat in the wall, okay? And maybe how to get your cat out of the wall. I don't know. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's a don't do that kind of story. Just, you know, if you can avoid this situation today for the rest of your life, then you are making good life choices.
Yeah. Okay, so if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally closing your cat inside your wall, you're doing okay.
How did that happen? Oh, my gosh.
So a woman on TikTok, Giovanna, maybe? She had been renovating her house, removed all the drywall and tile in her bathroom. Cat is being a cat, decides to go exploring inside the walls. She's like, you know what?
What is in here?
Yeah, I'm all right with it, right? You know, let the cat hang out in there a little bit. But then she forgot to tell the guys who are installing the tile that
to watch
for the cat. So after they finished up, she started hearing faint meows and then realized the cat was inside her wall. She posted a funny TikTok. And you automatically know what it is. And it,
yep.
And it shows the tile and them cutting the tile.
Oh no.
Yeah. So had to cut a square of drywall next to her tub, but because cats are absolute jerks, the cat pokes his head out and then refuses to come out.
Nope, I'm not coming out.
Yeah, like, I kind of like it in here. This is my own special little secret hiding place.
My little hideout,
right,
yeah.
Right, so.
But could you send some food?
Right, exactly.
And maybe my litter box. Can you fit that in there, too?
Could you fit that? That would be great. We will tweet the link out. You got to see it. It just shows cats are complete jerks, and if you can manage to make it through the day without closing your cat inside your wall.
No, tile too. Dang it.
Yeah, then you're doing okay.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
So we have tickets for Dude Perfect to give away. We're going to let you spin our Wheel of Dares coming up in about a half an hour. All right.
That's super exciting. What an honor.
I know. It is an honor to touch the steely cold prongs of the Wheel of Dares, which not very many people can say they've done. So, but before that, Ted is in the middle of a kitchen remodeling project, and Robert Hossenpepper is calling him just give him an update.
So, right now, what you're saying is I have no floor.
But is that necessary?
Whoops. Yeah.
So. How essential is the floor?
Yeah. To a kitchen. All right. It's a phone tap coming up.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Krista. Hey, Ben and Kelly. We bought a new house. We're in the middle of a kitchen remodeling project before we move in.
Mm.
My husband, Ted, has been pretty high strung with the timing of everything.
Oh.
I do smell a reason to give him a phone tap.
Okay.
I have plenty of details to make it convincing. Here you go.
All right. So Robert Hossenpepper, he's got some bad news about the whole remodeling project.
Is he in charge?
Yeah. He's at least working on it. So welcome, Ted, to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi there, Ted. It's Robert Hossenpepper. I'm working on the kitchen floor at your house.
Oh, okay. Isn't Paul doing that?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I work with Paul. He ran out to, to get a present for his wife, and he asked me to give you an update.
Okay, cool. So I assume you're almost done? The guys are coming with kitchen appliances tomorrow, and then we're moving in a couple of days. So.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, that's why I'm calling there. Ted, we had a little setback. You see, we came over with the flooring today, and I was moving the boxes up the floor and up your front steps, and Well, my knee gave out, lost my balance, and they all went down. I mean, it was...
So they all went down. What does that mean?
Well, you see, Ted, we can't use the floor. It was damaged when it fell down the stairs. We're just going to need to order more floor.
Oh, gosh.
Come on. Really? All of it?
Well, all except one piece there.
Well, aren't you a hero?
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Yeah, we're real sorry. Here's the thing. We ripped out the old floor, too. But don't worry. Paul's going to order more, and it should be here in a week or two.
Wait, a week or two? No, I'm sorry. That's not going to work. I gave you guys a timetable. I have the stove and refrigerator guy coming tomorrow. I've got an electrician and a plumber coming to hook them up. I need it to work on my schedule.
Well, Ted, I understand that. I don't really know anything about that, though.
So, right now, what you're saying is I have no floor.
No, sir. Ripped it all up. You're down to the floor, Joyce, and I can pretty much see into the basement.
What am I supposed to do now? We're moving in. We have to be out of our old house in a couple of days.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that.
Where's Paul? He's supposed to be handling this stuff.
Well, Paul wanted me to call you since I'm the one who broke the floor, and he ran out to, you know, get us some food, get us a little bite to eat, a little snack, you know. And
okay, yeah, I don't care. I need to talk to Paul. This is unacceptable. My family is going to be living there by the end of the week, and we're supposed to have a kitchen that's just floorboards?
Yeah.
I've got kids.
Well, you better watch them, Ted. I mean, they can fall through to the basement. I mean, none of your kids are in gymnastics, are they? They could probably practice right there in the kitchen.
What kind of idiot are you? I'm not going to let my kids walk through construction.
Well, now simmer down. No need to use profanity there, son. I was trying to look at the bright side, the positive of this.
There is no positive side. You guys messed up. I had it all figured out. The kitchen flooring was going to be today, the appliances tomorrow, and then we move in 2 days later.
All right. Don't worry, Ted. Everything on that schedule sounds fine. Except, well, your kitchen floor looks through to the basement.
Oh, my God. I need you to give me Paul's number right now. Someone's got to take responsibility and fix this. Does Paul know about all this?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so. He probably heard everything you said.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, Ted, I'm sure he's in his truck right now, probably a Ford F-150. And if he's in his truck, he's listening to 99.7 DJX. And if he's listening to 99.7 DJX, I'm sure he's listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. So I'm sure he's heard this all. Hey, Ted.
Oh, my God.
Ted, Kristen told us you were stressed about the house, so we thought we'd have a little fun with you, mess with you a little bit.
Oh, God. Oh, man, that is nuts.
Okay.
It took him a while to come around.
Oh, my gosh. Do your kids do gymnastics? Seriously?
It's the quickest thing I can think of.
All right, so there you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Got some tickets to give away. Dude Perfect coming to the Yum Center October 15th. You can win your free tickets. They're lower level tickets, by the way. They're good tickets right now. So all you need to do is they've got a, what, Wheel Unfortunate? Is that what it's called?
Wheel Unfortunate, yes.
All right.
Ned Forrester is the host. And unfortunate things happen. And typically Corey. I think Corey is the one that loses the most.
Wheel of Dares turning into the Wheel of Dude. You know what?
I like that.
I like that too. Maybe we should keep that name around for something else because that could have
Wheel of Dude.
Many different reasons to spin the Wheel of Dude. But for Dude Perfect tickets, Debbie, you're a fan of Dude Perfect, yes?
Yes, let's do this.
Okay, so Debbie, you, like they do on Dude Perfect, get to spin the wheel, not of unfortunate, but of dares, okay?
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, so is there anything that you don't want it to land on?
No, let's try anything, I guess.
Oh, Debbie, I love your spirit. Nice. Okay.
Yes.
Where are you calling me from? Are you able to do and execute some of these dares?
I'm actually about to pull up at work, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, great. Perfect. All right. So, Debbie, I'm going to go ahead and spin. You ready? Say, Ben, spin that wheel.
Ben, spin that wheel.
All right. Spinning, 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 spinning. Oh, Debbie.
Oh, no.
Says, go, what is it? Go outside and yell, Ben and Kelly, I have unusual smelling feet. So,
yes.
How close are you to work?
Well, I'm actually passing some CrossFit runners right now.
All right, so roll down the window and yell, Ben and Kelly, I have unusual smelling feet.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I have unusual smelling feet. Oh, my gosh, they're staring at me. And they're running towards my office.
Oh, just give them a quick wave and just be like, it's all right.
Thank you.
All right, Debbie, congratulations. You got yourself some tickets, okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's so glorious. That's now, the best thing ever. I love that there are CrossFit people that got to hear that in person.
And they're probably like, you know what? Same. Gonna go over to Debbie's car and be all like, hey, so same. You do too. Okay, all right. So,
what do you use? Do you use a spray? What powder spray?
A spray. All right, Dude Perfect tickets. Got another shot coming up. All leading up to their show on October 15th on 99.7 DJX. Man, I got caught up last night on Ted Lasso. I don't know if you saw the latest episode, but...
I'm up to date.
Oh,
that
show, man, is so good. And I just hope that they continue to... And I think that was the biggest issue and hurdle for them as a show getting from season one to season two is keeping everyone invested. And I think they've done a pretty good job with especially this latest episode, which I thought, man.
There is my favorite boy band that is represented in that episode.
Brought
that was
that
the greatest
up.
Single moment in cinematic TV history.
And here's my one issue with that. And of course, you're talking about NSYNC Bye Bye Bye. And I don't want to give
doing choreography.
Right. And I don't want to give away too much. But yes, the only issue I had is we never got to see the finished product.
I know. But they did nail it on their last practice.
Yeah. So anyways.
And the excitement level after they nailed it was amazing.
Oh, and
it was what I expected.
And I know you were talking about the Jake Gyllenhaal show on Netflix yesterday.
Yeah,
the movie. Guilty. Yeah, mm-hmm. my wife ended up telling me yesterday that she stayed up on Sunday night and watched that entire show.
Yes,
and she was like,
anxiety. Yeah. That gives you anxiety the entire time.
And she was like, that was really good. And
it was really good.
Yeah, so that show, and then of course the. New Halloween 2021 costumes are going to be Squid Games, and it's going to be those pink jumpsuits with the remote control looking things on as masks.
Now, listen, they don't have any licensed costumes out there or anything yet, but
no.
There are plenty of how
the DIY.
Guys to
I know.
Piece it together.
I love the DIY.
There are like plenty of the parts on Amazon. There's lots of ways you can do it.
Well, you could even be a player. You could even be one of the players. So, and like I said yesterday, I am midway through the first episode, so I am just dipping my toe into the Squid Game. But
and you were struggling to stay involved, right?
Right. And they said, so after the show, someone was like, you got to give the show 45 minutes in the first episode. So if you can make it past 45 minutes of the first episode, then it's just boom, and it just hits you, and it's just intense.
Can I just jump in 45 minutes into the episode? Do I have to waste the 45
yeah, right.
minutes?
Yeah, right.
Like, am I going to know what's happening?
Can we just scroll ahead and just, we got the gist, all right?
Can I get to the good part?
Right. So anyways, Ted Lasso, man, that's a show. If you haven't jumped on board, you should. The Jake Gyllenhaal movie that is on Netflix, and then everyone's talking about Squid Game. The Korean Netflix show that is currently, I think number one right now on Netflix.
I will be honest. We thought about it for a hot second because there's like a couple of options, right? You can either read the subtitles or they've dubbed over English.
Yeah, and that looks like one of the old school like Japanese like kung fu movies.
And it's like the whatever actors they got to do the dubbed over English is not great.
Yeah.
And we thought we were like, I don't know if we can hang with that because that's too distracting.
And it was distracting for me too. So I went back and I changed it to Korean with reading the subtitles. So it's a little bit more work.
But do you miss the action because you're reading?
Sometimes. Yeah. Because I read slow.
Can they just do an American version?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, I'll toss the phone number out real quick. If you're in a spot where you can chime in, maybe give some advice, you can always call us, 502-571-9970.
The message said, my brother is engaged to a really wonderful woman. The problem is, she shares my relatively common first name.
Mm.
It's a common enough name to the point that I'm used to being in groups with other people with the same name, okay. And it generally doesn't bother me.
Gotcha.
But I've been surprised that it does bother me quite a bit to deal with this confusion in my family.
Mm.
So I've said jokingly a couple of times that we need to find a nickname for her, but she hasn't suggested one, and I would never nickname her against her will.
We should just call her Smelly Kelly.
Would it be okay to more seriously ask her if she would consider using a nickname within our family? Or should I assume that if she wanted to adopt a nickname, she would have already?
Mm.
If I did ask, I would only ask once and drop it if she didn't want a nickname.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I can only imagine, like, when they're talking in the family or if they're, like, organizing it together or whatever, if there's two members
like,
in the Jenny family that have the same,
is,
yes.
Yeah, right,
yes.
Right.
And well, who's Jenny? Which
right,
Jenny?
Right, which Jenny?
Yeah. So, I mean, I get that, but I think, I don't know, I feel like she already got her answer if she kind of approached it, and then it wasn't taken seriously.
Well, Kelly, you went to school with a bunch of Kellys.
Oh, there were five Kellys in my first grade class. Fun fact, that's why I became Kelly K.
Mm-hmm.
We all had to use her last initials.
So maybe you just start saying Jenny R. Well, I guess it would be the same last name as...
Yeah, it's going to be the same last name.
Especially after she gets married.
Maybe does she nickname herself? I mean, I get in her mind she's the OG, so she shouldn't have to change. But if it bothers her that much and it doesn't bother her brother's fiance, then maybe she needs to nickname herself.
Give herself the nickname?
Yes.
I worked with a guy that nicknamed himself, and his name was Steve, and this isn't our boss, Steve, but Steve that I worked with a long time ago, and he was on the radio, and he started just walking around calling himself Steve-O. He was like, Steve-O! And he was like, and we all thought that was the weirdest thing in the world, so I don't know if nicknaming herself is the best option, but
well,
if you
I think if she says it in the context of, hey, just to cut down on confusion, since there's now two of us in the family, you call me this, and then she's got that name.
Maybe. I want to hear if you have been in this situation and how you and your family handled it. 502-571-9970, group therapy. Her brother's fiance has the same name as her. It's confusing. It's also bothering her whenever the family like mentions their names. So she's all like, hey, is it appropriate to ask her brother's fiance to adopt a nickname or go by something else?
Yeah, I tell you what, so many people, we have like 86 comments in like 1 hour on Facebook. So a lot of people are chiming in about this, but I don't see anyone that's saying, yes, it's totally appropriate to ask her to change her name. Like everyone's saying, this is like a you thing. So it sounds like something that you need to deal with. Tiffany said, giving yourself a nickname reminds me of George from Seinfeld. Didn't he try to call himself T-Bone?
I don't remember.
I think that's what he went
with. Was it him?
Yeah, she says, I know many people who have more than one person with the same name in the family. Usually they use a middle name like Brittany Marie and Brittany Lynn, for example.
Okay.
That's a really good idea. Emily said, my family is three different Ashleys. Three of my cousins are dating married to an Ashley. No one has a nickname. We just deal with it.
You know, I bet this is one of those instances that our listener is hoping and wishing that Facebook had crashed again, because the comments are a bit brutal when it's
they
like, hey,
little.
You know, grow up. It's your problem. It's your problem. It's your problem. Now, Brittany chimes in and says, hey, comments are rough. All you need is validation that you're special and not being replaced. Embrace her. Eventually, this won't even matter. And I guess that's a good way to look at that. Now, Jonathan, you've dealt with this a lot.
So the situation that you mentioned, I went through all through school.
Okay.
There are five guys in my graduating class with the name of Jonathan. We all spelled them different.
Okay.
Basically, we started going by our last names. But in this situation, that really wouldn't work since they're going to have the last name.
So what would you suggest she do?
She just needs to kind of let it go. But when they start calling by the first names, start answering when she answers. make the family be the one to be like, okay, listen, you're going to have to go by this, and you go by this. Because if she keeps answering, you know, every time they say their first name, they both go, yes, like we did in school.
Right.
The teacher or the parents or the family is going to be like, okay, listen, you're going to be thing one, you're going to be thing two, or something like that.
That's a good solution, because it kind of takes it out of her hands and puts it on her family's.
Right.
Good thought, Jonathan. Thank you, bud.
Appreciate it.
Riley just sent us a text, said, no way, my sister's name is Aaron, E-R-I-N. She married an Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, and our new stepbrother is Aaron. Just go with it.
I love that. Samantha said, you could just get a nickname and avoid any possible weirdness. My brother and my significant other of 15 years share the same first and middle name, but it's never been an issue.
So,
and then like Jonathan said, Melissa said, we have four Melissas at work. I am Melissa number four because I was last to join the team.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't want to like just gloss over the fact that she came to us because she's bothered by this. And
right.
it's like something that's causing her anxiety and a little bit of frustration over. And so, you know, And you know, so for us to just be like, don't worry about it, you know,
yeah.
I think it's a little
bit. It can be a little brutal in the comments section, but I think maybe if she just talks to maybe her parents and just kind of, you know, be honest with her family, just like, hey, does this bother you? It seems like it's kind of confusing at times, and just maybe see if anybody else in the family has thought about it.
And you know what? I made fun of it earlier, but I like now the idea of just nicknaming yourself.
I know. I mean, she could. This is an opportunity, and she can just do whatever she wants.
And you know, you
like go by her middle name or something.
You know what? Captain Underpants thinks it's okay, and start referring to her in the third person. You know,
yeah. She needs to name herself Captain Underpants.
What is it? A princess from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? What is it?
What is it? Was it a crawl?
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So hopefully this helped, and you can always dive into the comments. You can comment as well at Ben and Kelly Show.
But listen, they're not trying to be mean to you as a person. When they say get over it, they say
get over
it with gentleness in their voice.
Okay.
They say it in a loving way.
Sure. That is group therapy. And Kelly, we have ignored, and I will publicly apologize right now, the fact that we have ignored this week up until just now. Kelly, I'm referring to Fat Bear Week.
I like bears. I think
Fat Bear Week.
I think about bears in the house by the pool, when I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife. Yeah, Fat Bear Week rolls through October 5th through today, and now every year, and we've highlighted this on the show before. The Pacific Northwest bears in this region, they're in Alaska. They get tagged, and people look and try to vote on which bear gets the fattest for hibernation for winter.
Oh, wow. So there's not any skinny bears. This is all about fat bears, like who can tuck away the most.
Yes, fat bears. So today, October 5th, is Fat Bear Tuesday. And you've got Walker versus Otis in the finale.
Are each day, are we doing, oh, it's the finale already?
Well, yeah, like I said, we have failed to mention this up until even today. So we are now into the bracket finale. Just like if this were a NCAA bracket, this bracket was made of fat bears there in Alaska.
It's only Tuesday. Is it just, it's the whole week, right? I wouldn't expect this on a Friday.
September 29th through October 5th. So it rolled.
Oh, okay. We're a little late to the game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we had Grazer and Holly. They got bumped. Of course, we've got Popeye and Chunk and Cub.
Chunk.
Yeah.
My money would have been on Chunk.
Right. Well, yeah, you would have also lost.
Dang
it. And so now we come to the final, Walker versus Otis. And we've tweeted this out because you just need to throw in your vote for the final and who's going to win the Fat Bear Championship.
Without seeing how fat they are, Otis is my fave.
Otis is your fave. Yeah. All right, taking a look at Walker, taking a look at Otis. Their pictures, Otis is eating something, and Walker's just kind of looking off to the right. So.
See? My money stands behind Otis.
He looks like he's got it figured out. So
he's working on his craft.
So yeah, Fat Bear Week rolls, and today's the last day. So you can vote today. We've tweeted the link out at Ben and Kelly Show. And again, I apologize for not bringing this to you sooner because.
But seriously, isn't that like the best? I'm kind of. Are you not kind of thinking a little bit? Why? Was I not a fat bear? Because literally they get to eat, and then sleep all winter long. How amazing would that be?
Living the good life. Yep.
Yes.
Yep, for sure. Do this every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So the star of our story is Joe. He's a 21-year-old UPS driver. He wasn't actually on duty at the time, but he was putting air in his tires at a nearby store when he heard a woman screaming for help because her daughters were trapped inside a car that was stranded at an underpass in Pennsylvania. And there was water up to, like, you know, almost the windows of the car doors.
Once she started screaming for help, I jumped right over. As soon as I rolled down the window, or the mother rolled down the window, they stopped crying. I soothed them, helped them, told them it was going to be okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was a state trooper that had pulled up to help, so he gave one of the little girls to the state trooper. It's about 20 feet away, got the other girl, handed her to the mom. And his mom got this on video. She says, I think my son is a hero. Damn. Every other day he does something that inspires me. He's got a special needs brother that's a twin brother that has a chronic illness, and maybe that's where he got it from.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty great video, story. We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
And don't forget, we got Shawn Mendes tickets whenever you hear Shawn Mendes. Tomorrow morning, more Dude Perfect tickets to give away.
So much winning.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. Kind of busy on DJX, but that benefits you. You know, you got a lot of fun stuff to win, to participate in, to all that stuff. So those Dude Perfect tickets, again, tomorrow morning and rolling through their show on the 15th of October.
I really wish that you could tell them how you're winning them, too, because... yelling in front of people running by you that you have unusual smelling feet. It's just kind of magical.
Yeah, that's a very really magical, perfect sort of dare, which
it is.
Yeah, by spinning our wheel of dares, which we have had longer than Dude Perfect has been Dude Perfect, but they have their own wheel. Was it unfortunate? Wheel unfortunate?
Yes, wheel unfortunate.
Yeah, so. All these dares that we're having you do every single morning are appropriate to the Dude Perfect. You know, crowd.
As a nod to them, maybe we should have them at the end of whatever they complete. They have to say, that's unfortunate, because that's what they do.
And there you go. Maybe. Yeah.
Tomorrow. We'll add that in.
All right. So, yeah, a lot of stuff happening. And anything else for you, Kelly?
That's it.
All right.
I think so.
All right. Fantastic.
Can't do anymore.
All right. You pushed your body all the way to the limit. And yes. I appreciate that yet again.
Thank you.
And the sacrifice. Okay. Tomorrow morning, all that coming up on 99.7 DJX.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.